الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
وذلك لأن الناس يتفاوتون في مفاهيمهم حول حقيقة الإسلام، ومفهومه الصحيح ليس راجعا لأهوائنا وعقولنا وآرائنا وتقليدنا، وإنما هو راجع إلى ما بينه القرآن والسنة وما وضحه أئمة الإسلام بما كان عليه سلف هذه الأمة. الإسلام هو الاستسلام لله بالتوحيد، والانقياد له بالطاعة، والخلوص من الشرك، والتبري من أهله. فحقيقة الإسلام هو ما بينه الله في كتابه من تحقيق التوحيد والعبادة لله وحده لا شريك له، وأن يكون اتباع المرء وعبادته على وفق هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأن يكون العبد محققا للولاء والبراء، مواليا أهل الإيمان، ومتبرئا من الشرك والمشركين والكفر والكافرين. ودل على ذلك النصوص من القرآن والسنة، والله عز وجل قال: وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. فهذا هو حقيقة الدين وحقيقة الإسلام، أن تعمل بما جاء به الله بما جاء به الرسول وفق ما أرسله الله عليه. والعمل بالقرآن كله وبالسنة بما صح عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فهذا هو الإسلام. وأركانه العظام ما بينه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في سؤال جبريل عندما سأل عن الإسلام، فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله، وتقيم الصلاة، وتؤتي الزكاة، وتصوم رمضان، وتحج البيت. قال: صدقت. ثم سأله عن الإيمان فقال: الإيمان هو الإيمان بالله وبالملائكة وبالكتب، أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وبالقضاء والقدر خيره وشره. والعمل بالإسلام كله من الإيمان، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الإيمان 64 شعبة، أعلاها قول لا إله إلا الله، وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق. فكل ما أمر الله به ورسوله فهو داخل في الإيمان والإسلام. والإسلام هي الأعمال الظاهرة، والإيمان هو كما ذكرنا في الحديث صفات، وهي أعمال القلب من التوكل على الله، والخشية من الله، والصدق مع الله، والاستعانة بالله، إلى غير ذلك من أعمال القلوب وأعمال الجوارح هي من الإيمان، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: والحياء شعبة من شعب الإيمان. فالإسلام هو العمل بما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. مخلصين لله ومتبعين للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. ويكون فهم الإنسان للدين ونصوص الشرع على فهم سلف هذه الأمة، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين، عضوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم بمحدثة الأمور. والإسلام هو تحكيم القرآن كما قال الله عز وجل: وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. وأعلى ذلك تحقيق التوحيد، ثم العمل بفرائض الإسلام والتقرب إلى الله بما شرعه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم من نفس الأعمال. وأن تفهم نصوص الكتاب والسنة لفهم الأمة، لا أن يعتمد المرء على الآراء ولا على تنظير المنظرين، وإنما على فهم سلف الواقفين. وهذا ما يميز الدعوة من الدعوات الحركية، فمن الناس من عبد الله بالحدود في الآراء، ومن الناس من تعبد إلى الله بالآراء المحسنين. وأما السلفيون والدعوة السلفية فهي تقتصر على ثلاثة أصول: القرآن والسنة وفهم سلف هذه الأمة. ولذلك نجوا في أعمالهم آخرة، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: تتفق أمتي على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة، إلى من هي يا رسول الله؟ قال: أنا علي اليوم. قال: الدين هو ما كان عليه سلف الأمة صحابة التابعين وأتباعهم. ولهذا ما شد من شد من أصحاب المقالات الفاسدة ومن تعبد إلى الله بطرق منحرفة مبتدعة إلا بتركهم لاتباع سلف هذه الأمة. لأسف السلفيون في جميع الأرض منذ غابر الزمان، إنهم واحد ومنهجهم واحد، إن مشربهم واحد الكتاب والسنة ودار السلف. فهذا هو حقيقة الإسلام الذي يتعبد العبد فيه، يتعبد العبد ربه به، ويرجو النجاة يوم القيامة. واختصر ذلك كما قال تعالى: لأنكم مني هدى فمن اتبع هداي فلا يضل ولا يشقى. قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنه: تكفر الله نفسك في القرآن والسنة لا يضل في الدنيا ولا يشقى في الآخرة. والدين يفهم على فهم السلف، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين من بعد عضوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور، وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى التوفيق والسداد والحمد والرشاد وأن يرزقنا العمل الصالح وإخلاص الله عز وجل. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, brothers, if you can make space, please come forward towards the table here so that the brothers who are standing up can sit down. جزاكم الله خير. As you may have heard, the quality towards the end was not very good, so this is why I had to take it off the mic, because it was causing some interference. In any case, this telelink this evening was delivered by our Sheikh, Sheikh Abdullah Dhafiri, Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala, who resides in Hafr al-Batin, Mamlaka al-Arabiya al-Saudiya. It's one of our Mashayikh, Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala, and he was gracious enough to give us some time this evening to benefit us. And the topic of this lecture is Islam and its reality, or the reality of Al-Islam. So Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he began by saying, my dear brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It gives me pleasure that I can remind myself and my brothers about a topic from the bab, from the angle of at-ta'awun 'ala al-birri wa taqwa, and to remind one another and to cooperate with one another upon righteousness and piety. The title for this lecture or this piece of advice is Islam and its reality. And the reason we have chosen this is because the people vary in their levels in their Islam. And it should be known that Islam does not return, or the reference point for al-Islam is not our intellect. Rather, it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified in the Quran. And it is the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the understanding of the pious predecessors, the early generations of Muslims from this ummah, and the speech of the ulama. Al-Islam is al-istislamu lillahi bit-tawheed, to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tawheed, and to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to free oneself, to rid oneself from shirk and its people. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified in the Quran. And this is from tahqiq al-tawheed. This is from actualizing al-tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is by being sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and adhering to what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, along with actualizing al-wala' wal-bara', the disassociation and the allegiance for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it pertains to the believers and the mushrikeen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, the meaning of the verse, that whatever the Messenger has given you, then take it, and whatever he has not given you, then do not take it. This is from the reality of this religion of al-Islam, to implement what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, and to implement the Quran in its entirety, and what the Messenger, and what has been authentically reported from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The great pillars of this religion of al-Islam have been clarified by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was asked by the angel Jibreel alayhi salam. When Jibreel alayhi salam said to him, inform me about al-Islam. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Islam is to bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and to establish the prayer, and to fast Ramadan, and to give the zakah, and to fast Ramadan, and to perform the pilgrimage of Hajj. And then Jibreel alayhi salam, he said to him, Sadaqt, you have told the truth, or you have spoken the truth. And then Jibreel alayhi salam asked him about al-Iman. He asked him, he said, inform me about al-Iman. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iman is to believe in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers and the final day and the divine decree, the good of it and the bad of it. And likewise, implementing these pillars, or implementing the pillars of Islam, is from Iman in and of itself. As the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Iman is 70 odd branches, the highest of which is La ilaha illallah, that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. And the lowest is to remove something harmful from the path, and modesty is a branch of Iman. So everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam have commanded with, then this is included in al-Islam. Because al-Islam, as defined by some of the ulama, are the actions that are apparent. And the Iman is, as was mentioned in the hadith, of Jibreel. And they are to do with the actions of the heart, such as at-tawakkul, to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to seek His aid, and to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to hope in Him. And likewise, the actions of the limbs. This is part of Iman. As the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-haya'u shu'batu min al-Iman, that modesty is a branch of Iman. And so this is al-Islam and al-Iman. To be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to adhere to the teachings of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the understanding of all of this should be upon the understanding of the Salaf, the pious predecessors of this Ummah. As the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين. Upon you is to hold on to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs after me. Bite onto it, meaning this sunnah, with your molar teeth. And beware of newly invented matters, for every newly invented matter is misguidance. And then the Shaykh Hafidhullah, he mentioned the verse again, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. That whatever the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you, whatever he comes with, take it. And whatever he does not give you, then do not take it. And this is from tahqiq al-tawheed. This is from actualizing al-tawheed. Now these pieces of text in the Quran and the Sunnah, they must be understood according to the understanding of the Salaf, rahimahumullah. A person shouldn't depend or rely upon their intellect. And this is what distinguishes our da'wah, the da'wah to Salafiyya, from the other da'wat, whether it be these movements or these political movements that happen. This is what distinguishes this da'wah from that. As for Ahlul Sunnah Salafiyun, those who are upon the way of the Salaf and this da'wah Salafiyya, then it is restricted to the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of the righteous predecessors. As the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that this Ummah will divide into 73 sects. All of them are threatened with the hellfire except one. And then the Sahaba, the companions, Ridwanullahi alayhim, they said, who are they, O Messenger of Allah? He said, those who are upon what I and my companions are upon. And so this deen of al-Islam, the reality of al-Islam, is what has come from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions. And what we notice is that Ahlul Sunnah Salafiyun, regardless of where they are on the earth and regardless of what time era they live in, their methodology, their manhaj, and their aqeedah, their creed is one, and they are united in that. And then the Shaykh Hafidhullah, he mentions a verse from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where in the meaning of the verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever follows my guidance, then فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى, then they will not be misguided, nor will they become miserable or wretched. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, in his tafsir of this ayah, he says that whoever follows the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will not be misguided in this dunya, and they will not be miserable in the akhirah. And then the Shaykh Hafidhullah, he concluded by mentioning again and reminding with the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي, upon you is to hold on to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs after me. And beware of newly invented matters, for every newly invented matter in the deen is misguidance, and every misguidance is in the hellfire. So this is what the Shaykh's short but beneficial reminder came up to. And then we had some questions, and the Shaykh asked that there not be too many questions, and the line wasn't very good. So I managed to ask a couple of questions here. The first question came from a sister, and she said, or they say that this sister, she intended to do some good in the month of Ramadan, and so she raised some money, she collected some donations to buy food for the poor and for their iftar. Yani to help them with the food and the iftar. However, she gave out these donations without knowing that a portion of the donations were specified as zakah, money for zakah. Okay? So the question was, does this affect yani the donations, and is there anything upon her? The Shaykh Hafidhullah, he said yes. He said yes, there is something upon her, because she was slightly careless in the fact that she didn't distinguish or differentiate between money that was intended for zakah and general sadaqah. Because the money that is intended for zakah is far more significant, or is more significant and important than the money that is general sadaqah. So upon this sister is to try and identify what was for sadaqah and what was for zakah, and then distribute that accordingly. And the second question and the final question was a general question that came in about seeking advice for married people with regards to living with each other in a good way. Yani husband and wife living with each other in a pleasant manner. And then the Shaykh gave advice, Hafidhullah, he says, عليهم الامتثال لأمر الله ورسوله, that both of them should adhere to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, عليه الصلاة والسلام. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وعاشروهن بالمعروف, and live with them in a good manner. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said, Naam, the best of you, Jazakallah khair, the best of you are those who are best to their families. And I am the best to my family. And likewise, the Shaykh Hafidhullah, he mentioned the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا يفرق مؤمن مؤمنة, that a believing man should not hate a believing woman. And this is with regards to the husband and the wife. إن كره منها خلق رضي منها آخر, that if he dislikes a particular characteristic in her, then there are other characteristics that he will like. So الكمال لا يحصل. الشيخ حفظه الله, he said that يعني somebody being 100% free from mistakes, this doesn't happen. So both of them should be patient. Both of them should be patient in the marriage, and both of them should help and support one another, and both of them should contribute to solving their problems together. Both of them should contribute to solving their problems together, so that they can cultivate themselves and to cultivate their children upon the right way. And they should also read from the books that mention the manners and the characteristics and how a person should be in their marriage, from the books of the ulama. And from them are books that were written by many ulama, and from them a Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, about the rights of the married couple, and that everybody should try their best, each of them should try their best to give the other one their right, and to seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then finally, the Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he said that married couples should increase in their recitation of the Quran at home. And the Quran should be something that is consistently read at home, along with the dhikr and the Quran, so that they can yani rid the home of the shayateen and the whispers of the shaitan that yani make the home, or they affects their home, or makes yani things worse. So this was the benefits. These were the benefits that our Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he gave today. It's very short but very beneficial. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward our Shaykh and to give us all the reward, and to give us ikhlas and sidq in our statements and in our actions. وفق الله الجميع لما يحب ويرضى وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.